to the role, different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seat to sow. Set your heart apart, take it down the road. Everybody's got a seat to sow.
The WPTF Weekend Gardener, Mike Raley here. And we were just getting all straightened out just before we we came on the air, trying to get all the wires uncrossed and
we looked like the Three Stooges.
Yeah, except there were no divots. we got it okay. So welcome everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amanda and Phil Campbell is here and. Brother Rufus is in the middle, just like Judge. You never wanted to be a judge, though, did you?
Never could sit still that long.
Probably be too hot with that big robe.
No, the robe would get in your way, too.
Judge, not that ye be judged, would be my thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, you'd have another title, though. See, you could be a Mr. Secretary or General or Judge. How was that? Which would you choose?
Secretary General.
Secretary General, of course. Well, that's your current title, officially, of gardening in North Carolina.
Yes.
So, speaking of North Carolina, we are at a garden spot in North Carolina, Harnett County. It is so beautiful driving through here. We're in Lillington at J.E. Wumble and Son. And what do they say? Rufus?
If we don't have it, you don't need it.
Yeah. Chris Hooks is listening in Greensboro on the way to Winston. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. We had a great time in Greensboro. Didn't we have a great time in Greensboro, even though we had to get up even earlier?
Oh, I loved
to go
it.
To the show.
The personnel there was nice.
Yeah, I know. Stephanie, owner of Guilford Garden Center.
Yeah.
Wonderful. We met some nice people.
Really a nice person.
We had a guy who's a computer, made his life consulting in the computer industry, who retired, and he is an ultra expert on peonies. I never seen anything like it.
Oh, man.
He knew everything. His yard was just filled with peonies. I mean, he had other parts landscaped. But, you know, it's amazing. The people you find, they find something to do in retirement. And his is gardening, but specifically peonies. I mean, this man knows everybody in the country who's into peonies. And there's no club, he said.
Yeah,
there is a society.
Yeah, they're all based out of Michigan because that's where the national collection is. But they're like in the South. It's real hard to find other people who want to grow peonies because it's so dang hot.
Yeah.
Well, I picked up a yellow one, a yellow
Bartzella,
a yellow tree peony. They're sort of rare, I'm told. There's a new kind of a cross, Phil, between the regular peony and the tree peony. I've forgotten the name they call it, but. It seems to thrive.
Well, we've probably got 250 to 300 coming in about a week.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going to plant those for the spring because they have to have this cold now and not be in the heat. So we're going to get those in, and we do have Bartzella coming.
Bartzella.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, we've got those, yeah. And then we've got some more... supposedly having two tree colors, a white and a pink, but we'll see about that. Sometimes things get canceled. But I do have yellow, the Bartzella.
Yeah, well, tell us again, how you do you, on a tree peony, you just leave it alone.
Exactly.
What do you do with the Bartzella?
Same. You
same
do not
thing.
Prune it until the spring, until you can see the dead tips on it. You don't want to prune anything because unless you know what you're looking at, you're inevitably going to cut off a bloom. Because they look so, they look pretty gnarly through the wintertime, but in the spring, that's when you see them and you can just kind of trim them off. when I worked at Juniper Level, Tony Avent has one that's planted up by the grapevines in one of his raised beds, and that was a religious experience every spring to see that thing come into flower. Because I mean, I think at one point I counted like 25 blooms on that thing.
Wow.
And it was 5 feet by 3 feet tall and just covered in those blooms. And those blooms can be like 6 or 7 inches across. And when they're all open, I mean, it is religious. You just stand there and you're like, I can't stop looking at it. It's so gorgeous. But yeah, they have to have the cold, which, you know, some people people get really, really upset. They're like, oh my goodness, my plants are going to get cold. And we have to remember that plants are not like humans. Like, we put a coat on and we get cold and we hunker down. There are some plants that have to have the cold. Otherwise, they suffer.
Sure. Like bulbs, a lot of bulbs are not going to bloom.
I don't think I introduced you. Amanda Wilkins Bratcher is with us from Lee County Cooperative Extension Service. I was so worried about the microphones that I forgot to do that. It's not very professional. To miss a guest who's sitting right across the table from me, Harrison.
She has a daughter named
Punch
Daphne.
Me or something, Harrison. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. And J.U. Wumbles, and we're on a different location. But this is a big place. We're on the side with the lawnmowers and the Wilmington grills.
And the Yeti coolers.
And the Yeti coolers. They're all over the wall. And they're apparently this is where you buy the nuts and bolts and screws, too, because they have what you would find in a typical and sometimes non-typical hardware store. Some of the older ones you would certainly find. What you find here and much more. This is one of the larger hardware stores you're going to find anywhere. And one of the oldest since the 1940s. They've been here. So come by and join us if you have, especially if you have a garden question, or just say hello. But we went to the state fair yesterday and on Thursday, and the flower show is just unbelievable.
It's pretty incredible. It is.
Dan Danford is just a magician.
Yeah.
Irv certainly was. Tony Avent. I mean, there's some really good gardeners that they've snagged to handle this stuff every year. And it's a race to the finish line, because you can't really get in there until August to start doing things. And, you know, so you don't have a lot of time to get everything organized and to make that whatever the I guess the easiest thing is the mum tower, but you still have to be so precise with it. And Dan has made a huge area out there full of mums that is a North Carolina state flag.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's just brilliant colors. And there's so many nice individual gardens that have been made by private citizens and garden groups, NC State. It's such a wonderful place to visit. My favorite part of the state fairgrounds, they just don't have foot-long hot dogs down there for sale. That's the only.
They do up the hill.
They do up the hill. It's not far to walk. And we got Rufus and Phil. Melissa and I were out yesterday. We got Rufus and Phil on the sky lift.
Oh gosh!
Which goes across. You know, it's like a ski lift, but it goes lazily across the fairgrounds. What was your impression, Phil and Rufus?
Well, I was, as they say back home, I was scared to begin with. And then it was just such a pleasure. I saw things I'd never dreamed of seeing. I didn't know there were any trees on the property.
Well, several of these old, of course, all those old, I guess they're oak trees that are near the office, near the Carr Scott building. They must be 200 years old. I mean, they're huge, some of them.
Very impressive.
Yeah, but, it kind of takes you over the Midway area where all the rides and things are. But you see a lot of things, the racetrack and so forth. And
I noticed that Phil and Melissa were talking a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Well, that's Melissa's modus operandi. She'll talk. She's never met. She talked to everybody. Everybody we encountered in lines to buy food or whatever, she talked to them too.
Yeah. So I loved it that she was talking with me because I'm afraid of heights. And so we just gradually went up to the height that we needed to be.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It ended up being a really fun time.
Oh, that's the best thing at a fair to me. I just, except for the flower show, I just love getting on that because it's relaxing. There's some rides I'd really like to get on, but I get motion sickness.
I do too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't want to do something and get sick.
Yeah, that's one thing we were talking about. Melissa's like, yeah, I want to get on that ride.
Oh, Melissa just loves it.
And I was like,
she just loves stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ride them with her.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, the last time I rode anything out there was when one of my grandchildren was really young. I got on the kiddie swings with one of them, and, oh, it was over.
You got on the kiddie swings?
Like the swings that go round and round.
The big swings, yeah, the merry-go-round,
the
big swings.
But it was the ones in the kiddie department.
Yeah, Melissa told me that. Yeah.
Oh, yuck.
Because I thought it
was over.
Yeah, I bet so. Hey, William, the air traffic controller, is on, and I think he's in Europe.
What?
Oh, yeah. William, good morning, sir.
Hey, it's actually good evening here, Mike. It's almost 4 o'clock here in Mykonos, Greece.
Oh, you're in Mykonos. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you been to Santorini?
We go to Santorini in 2 days. Tomorrow we're going to Rhodes and then Safis, Turkey after that.
Okay, so you're going up the Aegean.
Yeah, we're up the Aegean Sea right now, yeah.
Wow, but, that is... So where have you been?
Mykonos. We started out last Tuesday. We flew into Milan, did 2 days in Milan, then 2 days in Lake Como and Bellagio, then 2 days Florence, then 3 days in Rome, and then we caught the boat out of Rome, and we're on a 14-day Mediterranean on the Celebrity. Their new boat.
So you went to... You got off at... You boarded at the Cittadavecchia, is that it?
Cittadavecchia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
exactly.
The port that's about 50 miles from Rome. So, so what's been your favorite thing so far?
Oh, so far, the food in Italy is amazing.
That's what everybody, everybody likes the food. Yeah. I know. What about scenery?
The scenery, I think the Colosseum was the biggest impression. And here in Mykonos, just the history of the island. They're telling about all the, you know, the Greek culture with the gods and Zeus and how each island chain were formed by one of the gods getting mad at the other gods. And they condemned it to be an island or a piece of something.
Yeah.
We saw the place where Icarus goes to the sun. Now the island is called Icarus.
Are you moving around, William? Because you're kind of in and out now.
We're on a boat to going back to the water taxi.
Okay, we got you clear as a bell now. You're clear.
Yeah, water taxi going to the boat. But yeah, the wind here on the island, I didn't realize it's just a light wind today, and it's blowing about 35 knots.
Jeez.
Yeah,
they call this a light breeze.
We went to Santorini and. There was kind of rough seas that day, or kind of choppy seas, and so we couldn't port where you're supposed to port at Santorini, so we had to take a little boat over, and then we had to stand in line for a long time to get up there, but it's certainly beautiful. Certainly beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. I saw them first on Facebook, and I thought time difference, I'd call in and tell y'all hello, and I'm definitely trying to listen to the show once I get on the boat.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and we always love hearing from you. No matter where you are.
Got Rufus. I found some Cubans over here also.
Oh, great. You found some Cuban cigars, Rufus.
Oh, William, you have pockets?
You have pockets
to carry cigars in?
I'll see what kind of contraband I can bring back.
All right. Be careful. Be careful,
you.
Man. Got to go through the airport.
We'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See, we're international. I'm modest. I'm a modest person, but the show is international. I'm sorry.
It is. No, I have a few friends in Edinburgh who listen.
Yeah, I have. I've heard it several times. I've called from Innsbruck, Austria. I've called from the Sea of Galilee. And let's see, where was I don't know. I've called from different places.
Israel one time.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the Sea of Galilee.
Okay.
The last time I was in Dubrovnik, Croatia, which is a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, and I don't know, when we were, maybe Monaco, I don't know where
well,
we were.
Well, I did a whole show one time from Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's
where
right.
You in
That's
Canada?
Right. He was in Canada for some kind of meeting with a client or. Yeah, it was a meeting with a client, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I was on trial.
Oh, oh Lord.
I was in a trial.
Yeah.
Okay, there you
he
go.
Was, he was the
better
he
words.
Was, yeah, he had to go before. Do they wear wigs up there in the
they
court?
They certainly do.
Oh, how about that?
And my biggest remembrance was I went to check in through the airport in the courtroom, and I said, take your belt out. Well, my pants fell down.
Oh, dear goodness.
And, oh, why, that's right.
Yes. So I remember that more than anything else.
I
did anybody
so.
Get a picture?
They got a lot of laughs.
Oh, oh you Americans. You Americans.
Well, I thought, well, that oh, does mean funny. I've lost yeah. some weight then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
How about that? Well.
By the way, did I tell you that I saw the son of Francis of New Hill the other day? We were at a meeting of the Yates.
One of our callers.
Yates Mill Association, and her son came up and said, my mother just adores you and Mike Raley.
Yeah.
And I said, well, let's talk to her. And so I talked to Frances. So, hello, Frances.
Yeah, Fran. She must be in shock. You know, she hadn't called us since then. So she may be in shock that she just called her. Just up and called her. Well, Frances, call us when you can. Phil, so what's going on at Campbell Road Nursery?
Oh, well, I brought some hellebores.
Yeah, we are going to sell them to you. They're free.
Yeah, there's two hellebores. So the first two people that come in, and you don't have to say you heard us on the radio or anything, but just come on in. Come on in to see us, and the store here is just awesome. But we got hellebores in. We've got tons of pansies and dianthus and snapdragons. I guess people this year have decided they're going to do snaps more because they're deer resistant.
Hmm.
And so people are planting more snaps.
Interesting.
And I think with our warmer weather, they're going to be good. We're soon to get some bulbs in, and the bulbs have been chilled. And that was one of the things that I was thinking about when we were talking a few minutes ago. It is not quite time to put bulbs in yet because it is the ground's still warm.
Yeah, you can I imagine the stores have them and you can go maybe pick them out.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can go do that. But ours are being chilled, and they should be in about mid-November.
Yep.
I don't think it would hurt if you've got some in.
Well,
but they've got to get their chilling.
They might come up, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
That would be the problem.
About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, but yeah. That's okay. But they might come up in this as warm as it is in the ground. Mm-hmm. But we've got the food trucks there today, and we're actually going to be open tomorrow. We're not typically open on Sunday, but we're going to be open tomorrow from from 12 until 5.
Nice.
And just let everybody basically come in and have just a fun family time. I know the fair's going on, but if you've already been to the fair and you just want to come in and relax for a little while and look at some pansies and have some good food and family time, just come on over. We'll be open from 12 to 5. Don't have to buy a thing. Just come over and look around.
And they've got a fire pit there and chairs around it.
Yep.
And it's just a kaleidoscope of wonderful colors everywhere, and that's how I love to oh my goodness gracious,
Francis in New Hill is
Francis,
well, I better get her on before the news here. Francis, yeah. good morning.
Hey, Francis.
You must have heard us talking about you.
And yes, I am still in shock.
It's nice though to get a call from Rufus.
It was like getting it from some big celebrity or somebody.
Well, he is.
Get over it.
He is.
But Rufus,
well, Francis, your son is delightful.
You are. I really appreciate all of you. And and Rufus, I just love the Yates Mill. It's a beautiful place.
It is a nice place.
It is a beautiful place, and what they're doing out there.
Yeah, everybody should go visit. It's just of yesteryear. and it's just like it was 100 and so many years ago.
From the 1700 and something?
That's correct.
Do they don't grind meal out there?
Yes, they do.
I got some. I brought some the other day.
Yeah,
because I know that when I was growing up, it was Body's Meal, and they still grind that stuff, and you know, a lot of places still have that. That's wonderful. I should know that, but I didn't realize it.
Well, it's a good place to take your family on a Sunday afternoon, and you know, it's just beautiful. And I really like the plants that they have there because they are native plants in North Carolina.
Right.
Mm.
I noticed the Rufus. Do you remember something called Hearts of Bustin'?
I certainly do.
And they've got them there in their bloom now. So they're really
right.
Oh my goodness!
Those are beautiful.
Have Phil get some.
Oh yeah. I just wanted to touch base and let you know how much I enjoyed your call and your program on Saturday morning. All of you are great to listen to.
Well, you have a wonderful son, and I'm sure. Daughter-in-law.
Yes, I do. He is really into the old stuff. You know, he's 63, but he loves talking.
Well, Francis, we got to go, but so nice talking to you.
Yes.
Take care.
Take care.
We'll be back.
See you soon.
We'll be back from J.E. Wumble. Hey, Congressman. All right, we're back at J.E. Wumble in Lillington with the WPTF Weekend Gardener, and let's head to Winston-Salem and Douglas. Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning, Mike.
How can we help you this morning, sir?
I'm from Greensboro.
Oh, you're in Greensboro. Okay. What's going on today? How can we help you?
Oh, I just called to see if you guys got your Barzilla Eto peonies planted.
Oh, this is our Douglas from that was on the show with us.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we did. I have not planted mine. I've been busy this week, and I have not planted mine. Rufus is, I don't know where Rufus went, but he's coming back this way. It's a big store. We're so thrilled to have that. And I'm glad you called.
Well, like I say, you know, I wanted to let you know how much I enjoyed being on the show last week. And then, like I say, being able to help you find those peonies was pretty exciting for me also.
Yeah, absolutely. I know they're going to be gorgeous. And looking forward to it, bright yellow. I mean, you don't see a lot of yellow peonies, but you certainly have some. You've got all the colors and then some at your place.
Well, like I say, I continue to find new ones, so I keep adding to it also. But like I say, I really just wanted to call and let you know I was listening and to make sure you guys were going to get those things planted because they need to be in the ground before the ground freezes.
Well, we've had I was just telling producer Harrison that we've had a call from Greece this morning and also a former United States congressman. So we haven't been doing too badly this morning. And we also have now had a call from a peony expert. So, Rufus, this is Douglas.
Oh, Douglas. Hello. I was out for a moment. I am so proud of my yellow peony, or peony, as mama called it. And I moved it to a bigger pot. Let me ask you this. What if I wanted to leave a peony in a pot for a number of years? What do any special protection?
Not really. Remember I told you. I always start mine off in pots and make sure they survive. And then, you know, as long as it's a large pot, because remember, peonies like the cold. Think about where most of the growers are. They're all up north. So it should be fine in a pot.
Well, they don't need to be. They don't need to have a bunch of mulch put around them during the winter or anything like that.
I wouldn't think so. They'd be really happy. Now, what if the if you leave the pot there for a while and it's touching the ground and the roots grow into the ground? Should you just leave it there or what?
Well, like I say, you can buy little bitty seeds to put under your pot so that you raise them up off the ground.
Right.
I'm sure if you're a couple of bricks,
they probably have little seeds that you put under your pot.
Yeah,
but that's really what all you really need to do.
So you don't have to worry about the freeze, even though it's in a pot.
No.
Don't worry about the freeze. because normally things get a lot colder in the pot rather than in the ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a blessing.
Yeah, I leave mine in the pot year-round. Like I told you, that new garden that I put in, some of those plants have been in the pots for 3 or 4 years, and we transplant them. The thing is, you know, after a couple of years, if you don't move them up to a larger pot, you would need to, you know, put them into the ground because they, eventually they will get root bound.
Right.
How about that?
Like anything, yes.
Well, Douglas, stay in touch, and I think we are going to be back at Guilford Garden Center sometime next spring, and we certainly want you to stop. Yeah, we certainly want you to come on the show with us.
I'd love to.
All right, buddy.
Great.
We're up against the news. You take care, and thanks again for calling.
You take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. How about that? That was our peony expert from who was on the show with us last week. We met in Greensboro at Guilford Garden Center. So making friends all over the place, just like Rufus normally does. Anyway, know everybody in the state, don't you? Just about.
Well, those except those that think I'm dead.
Well, who's that?
Well, I told you about that story one time. I stopped in Yadkinville. This woman said, "Are you who I think you are?" And I said, "Well, who do you think I am?" She says, "Ain't you Rufus?" I said, "Well, yeah." She said, "Lord, I thought you were dead."
Oh, good Lord.
On that note, we'll go to the news here on WPTF. We're J.E. Wumpel and Sons in Lillington.